it appears that President Karzai's eldest brother, Mahmoud, who is a very well-respected and well-connected businessman in Afghanistan, could be the target of a federal probe by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that. His attorney, Mahmoud Karzai's attorney, Gerald Posner, spoke to us and said, though, that neither he nor Mr. Karzai have been told that they're a target of any investigation, and they really don't know anything about it at this point. You know, the Journal has done extensive reporting on the Karzai family's business ties and has been a very well-respected source of information on this. So, you know, we paid attention to the report that this investigation is underway. They're citing unnamed U.S. officials as talking about this investigation. Now, you know, Mahmoud Karzai has not officially been charged with any wrongdoing, but according to analysts that we spoke with, U.S. officials are very concerned about his business ties. They say that, you know, he may have some serious business ties with warlords and other people. There were some questions about his involvement in the Kabul Bank, which is one of the country's biggest banks. He's a 7% shareholder in that bank. Millions of dollars went missing from that bank just a few weeks ago, and there was a serious run on the bank, and there was some question as to whether Mahmoud Karzai and other people who were connected to President Karzai's family might have taken some of their money out to pay for some properties in other countries. Now, Gerald Posner, the attorney for Mahmoud Karzai, says that that is not true, that he has actually fought against some of the problems that the bank was having and tried to clean some of it up. You know, you've got a lot of punching and counterpunching here, but what we don't have is comment from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District. We've tried to get some information out of them, and they're not commenting on any investigation that they have, and U.S. and Afghan officials are not commenting much on this at this point.
So, yeah, it's difficult to determine where a lot of these charges are going to be connected. Did you ask the attorney, however, for Mahmoud Karzai, if there was any implications here from the Department of Defense or the Department of Homeland Security? And our contractors, obviously, there have been billions of dollars poured into Afghanistan, and there have been charges leveled that a lot of that money has perhaps found its way into places it shouldn't have.
That's right. I mean, that's been a longstanding problem, and U.S. Investigators and others have said, look, you know, they are getting, you know, millions and billions of dollars in aid, and Mahmoud Karzai himself has gotten some contracts from USAID, or at least with money that USAID has shelled out. So, you know, that is a long-running problem and a very lengthy investigation going on into where a lot of that money is going, whether it's winding up in the hands of people that shouldn't be getting it, and whether it's being spent appropriately. You know, another part of this is that Mahmoud Karzai is accused of essentially taking some land that belonged to the Afghan army around Kandahar, taking that illegally and developing it for using the property to build a housing development there. You know, again, Mr. Posner, his attorney, denies that. He said he paid a lot of money for that land himself, got it legitimately. The Afghan army did raise a complaint about this and issued a statement of complaint about how the land had been taken. It later retracted that complaint, but it was believe that it was under some public pressure to do so, or some pressure from the Karzai government to do so. You know, this is just a part of the delicate balance that the Obama administration is running. You know, on the one hand, they're trying to root out corruption, they're trying to investigate all this stuff, and trying to get, you know, some of the bad apples out of the mix, but they've got to be very careful. If they anger President Karzai and go after members of his family, that could really compromise some operations on the ground in Afghanistan. So it's a very delicate balance that the administration is walking right now.
What is the attorney dealing with now if no formal charges have been made against Mahmoud Karzai?
Well, I mean, he's essentially bracing himself for that. I mean, he has been in contact with Mahmoud and some members of his family, some of his brothers, and Gerald Posner told me, he said, look, charges could come. He said, look, Mahmoud Karzai has made some enemies in Afghanistan, made some enemies in the government, made some enemies, among the allies. He's made enemies all over the place. He could have people who are going after him, and he implied to me that he does expect possibly some charges to come here. When and if they do, it's going to be very explosive. It's going to be difficult for the Karzai family to deal with this. It's going to really take away even more from President Karzai's credibility and his efforts to fight corruption. But again, it's going to probably present some problems for the Obama administration and for U.S. forces on the ground as well.